Chapter 2. A Table for Two. Marco didn't know about the Delgados' money. He saw their pictures, their jewellery, and other expensive things, and he liked them all.
Marco stood at the door of Sylvia's flat and watched Gabriel leaving. He looked carefully at his clothes and his shoes. Why didn't Sylvia open the door? She was in there. Then, suddenly, it opened.
"Sylvia, dear," Marco said, "you look wonderful."
He stopped. Sylvia didn't look wonderful. Her face was red, and she looked unhappy.
Gabriel said something to her, Marco thought. What was it? That young man doesn't like me, and I don't like him.
He followed Sylvia into the sitting room. I'm nearly ready, she said. Have a drink. I'll come in a minute.
Marco knew the Delgado sitting room well.
He went to the table and got a drink. Then he sat down in an expensive armchair. He liked the flat. There were beautiful pictures on the walls, and everything in the room looked very expensive. Sylvia lived with her mother. Her father was dead. Before he died, Mr. Delgado had a good job. He had cars and friends and a lot of money. But the Delgados weren't a rich family now, and Sylvia's mother was ill. The doctor often came and visited her. Sometimes Mrs. Delgado had to go to hospital. She had to have good food and expensive medicines. The Delgados didn't have much money now. Marco didn't know about the Delgados' money. He saw their pictures, their jewellery, and other expensive things, and he liked them all.
Sylvia,
Mrs. Delgado called weakly from her bedroom.
Are you there, dear? What are you doing? Is somebody with you? Who is it?
Marco heard Sylvia's answer. It's all right, Mother, she said. It's only Gabriel. We're going to see a film.
Ah, thought Marco. So Mrs. Delgado doesn't like me. Mrs. Delgado likes dear Gabriel.
He went back to the table and had another drink. Perhaps you don't like me, Mrs. Delgado, Marco thought. But your daughter does.
Oh, yes. She likes me very much.
He smiled. 10 minutes later, Sylvia came into the room again. Her dark hair was beautiful. Her big brown eyes were excited. Her dress was very pretty. She smiled happily.
Hello, Marco, she said. I'm ready now.
He put down his glass and stood up.
We're going to have a wonderful, wonderful evening, he said.
Outside, it was very hot. Marco drove his car fast. Sylvia felt the wind in her hair. It was good. Gabriel hasn't got a car, thought Sylvia. She turned and looked at Marco.
Where are we going?
She asked.
I'm taking you to the Oasis restaurant, Marco said. It's the best restaurant in town. It's very expensive, of course, but nothing is too good for you, Sylvia. I know a lot of girls, but you're the most beautiful.
The Oasis restaurant was 2 kilometres outside the town. There were a lot of big cars outside it. Marco pushed open the doors. Inside, it was nearly dark.
There were pretty little lights on the tables, and a man played quiet music. Some people danced.
"Good evening, sir,"
the manager said to Marco.
"I called this afternoon," said Marco. "I want a table for two." "Of course. Please follow me," the manager said.
Marco and Sylvia followed him to the back of the restaurant. Their table was near the door to the kitchen. Waiters went in and out with food and drink. Marco looked at the manager angrily.
"I don't want this table," he said. "We're going to dance later. We want to be near the dancing. I have to have a better table."
"I'm sorry, sir," said the manager. "I can't do that. We're busy this evening. Come early next time, then I can put you near the dancing."
He began to walk away.
"Wait a minute," said Marco. "I'm not happy with this. You've got to..."
"I'm very sorry," said the manager again. "I can't give you a better table now. Later, perhaps."
"But," said Marco.
People began to turn round and look at Marco. Sylvia looked at the floor. Marco always did this. He always wanted the best place in the restaurant, in the theatre, or at the football game. Sylvia put her hand on Marco's arm.
"This table's okay," she said. "I don't want to change. Why?"
"Be quiet, my dear," said Marco. "Leave this to me."
He turned back to the manager.
"Now," he said, "you listen to me."
"Everybody's watching us now," thought Sylvia. She caught his arm again. "I'll see you in a minute," she said. "I'm going to the washroom." She walked between the tables to a door at the other end of the restaurant. She saw young men and women dancing. Older people laughed and talked. They all looked happy. The washroom was outside the restaurant in a small garden. Sylvia opened the door and walked into the garden. It was 8:27 p.m. and at that minute, the earthquake happened.